extra, extra, teenager juice pal. Hear Big Town story of the shiny gun. Extra, Big Town, extra.
Sonny, I didn't mean to shoot you. I didn't mean.
No, Mr. Wilson. Not my son. Not my son.
The gun crazy little fool. I told him to leave my gun alone.
You're the fool, Brown. You're the irresponsible parent. And if that boy dies, you're the one who should go to prison.
Yes, listen to this powerful story of parent delinquency on Big Town, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. The story of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant to all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's gripping story of the shiny gun. Of all man's symbols of power and security, the greatest and perhaps the worst is the gun. And this symbol of man's alter ego is the background of tonight's story, in which, reduced to its simplest terms, began on an old coal dock on the waterfront of Big Town as two young boys met for what was to be a tragic rendezvous.
Hey, Billy. Billy the kid, where are you?
Right here, son.
Did you get it?
Yes, son. I told you my old man had a gun hidden in his room.
Oh, I'll bet it ain't a real gun.
It is still a real gun, and it'll shoot real bullets.
Let me see it.
Sure. Look it. You can see from the streetlight at the end of the dock. It's all bright and shiny like the cowboys and bad men use in the movies. Look at how it shines, even out here in the dark.
Yeah, and that makes it no good.
What do you mean it's no good? It's a stick shooter.
Because you oughtn't be able to see a gun in the dark.
Who says so?
I know for a fact that a gun ought to be black and dull, so it don't reflect no light. Nobody knows you got a drop on them till it's too late for them to pull their own gun.
Oh, that's a lot of malarkey.
It ain't.
It don't matter if you're quick on the draw.
You can be just as quick with a black gun. Besides, nobody carries shiny guns anymore except sissies and women.
You're just jealous because your old man ain't got a gun.
My old man says only cops ought to have guns. And if nobody else had them, the cops wouldn't move theirs.
Yeah, but a lot of tough guys have got guns, and there ain't enough cops. And my old man says a person's got a right to protect himself.
Yeah, get himself killed because he don't know how to draw quick and shoot straighter than the other guy.
You're just talking that way because you ain't got a gun.
A smart guy could take that gun away from you before you could pull the trigger or bat an eye.
Oh, yeah? Let me see you try.
Okay, I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, yeah? Come on, let's see you do it.
Well, first, I get hold of your gun hand.
Yeah, I stick the gun in your stomach.
But I keep you from pulling the trigger.
Oh, yeah?
Billy!
Sonny, I didn't know it was loaded. Where'd it hit you?
In the stomach. Lay down, are you hurt?
I'm sorry, Sonny. I didn't mean it. You're my best pal next to Harmony. Does it hurt, Ben?
Awful bad. I guess I'm gonna die.
You can't.
You beat it. Phone the cops for a doctor. Then hang up quick and hide.
No, Sonny. I oughtn't leave you here alone.
Go on, Billy. You didn't mean it, but they'll burn you if I die.
I don't care. I gotta do something. Let me see, maybe I can stop the bleeding.
No. It's inside. You die when it's inside. Run, Billy. I hear somebody coming. You heard that shot. Run. Get Harmony to hide. Daddy won't talk. I won't talk. Go on. Run, Billy. Run. Run.
Hey, who's out there on the end of the dock? What's happened?
It's Willie the Weep. He'll moose her out of the shanty boat.
Run, Billy, run. He'll get a dock. You run and hide. Run and hide.
No, Sonny, I don't want to leave you alone.
Go on. I'm ordering you, Billy. We kids got to stick together.
Okay, son. So long.
Hey, who's out there on the dock? What's happened?
I got to stop. Give Billy a chance to get away.
Who's that? Who got shot? Who?
Willie. Willie the Wheat.
Who are you, boy?
Sonny Mills.
Well, what happened? Who just ran past me in the dark?
Nobody. I was out here alone, fooling with an old gun. I found it. It went off. It hit me in the stomach.
Now, but anything that ain't so. But it don't matter now. You lay still, Sonny. I'll go and get help as quick as I can.
The
a few minutes ago, Laurel, I was by the press room. What's up?
I don't know, but Willie the Weep, our Winchell of the waterfront, tried to get you on your private wire and then called Manny on switchboard.
It must be something important. Willie never has nickels to spare.
He wouldn't tell Manny what it was, but he said he'd call you again in a few minutes.
That might be, Willie. Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, it's me. It's Willie the Weep.
Oh, what's up along the waterfront, Willie? I hear you've been calling me.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson, for almost an hour. And this is my last nickel. I had to move that.
Oh, sorry, Willie. I'll make it up to you. What happened?
The boy got himself shot out on the old coal dock near my sandy boat.
Good grief. How did it happen?
He said he shot himself in the stomach with an old gun he found in a hatch pack, but I don't believe.
Why not, Willie?
Because another kid ran past me in the dark
when I just
went with
my
sandy boat just
where
it
happened. Well, who is the boy who was shot, and where is he?
His name is Sonny Mills, and I called the cops. An ambulance has taken him to the general hospital.
Well, what did the ambulance doctor say about his chances, Willie?
The doctor said his chances ain't very good.
Well, what did Sonny say about the other boy?
Well, Sonny said I was seeing things. There wasn't anybody with him.
What about the gun, Willie?
Sonny said it fell in the river when it went off.
That could happen. Are you sure there was another boy?
Yeah, Mr. Wilson. And I got a notion. It was either a blind boy called Harmony. Our gun is always playing a harmonica. Another pal of Sonny's called Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid?
Yeah, on account of he likes cowboy moving pictures. So
did you tell the police about the other boys, Willie?
No, sir. Sonny begged me not to. He said it would only make trouble for his pals and his folks. And besides, he said I was only seeing things.
I wonder.
I thought there might be something you could do, Mr. Wilson.
There is, Willie. Where does Billy the Kid live, and what's his last name?
His name's Billy Brown, and he lives with his folks at number 10 South Street.
Brown, 10 South Street. What about Harmony, Willie?
Oh, dadnabbit, Mr. Wilson, there goes my last nickel, and we're going to be cut off.
Never mind, Willie. Meet us in front of 10 South Street in 20 minutes.
Thus, Steve and Lorelei move in to investigate a tragedy that may well take more than one life before a shiny gun plays out its deadly role. And for the tense and dramatic developments, we'll return to Big Town in a moment. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Life Boy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Life Boy's milder, too. Safe. Even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Life Boy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Life Boy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's timely story of the shiny gun. Suspecting that a seriously wounded boy is mistakenly shielding his playmates, Steve and Lorelei are on the way to the home of one of the other boys in the cab of Harry the Hank.
Yes, Say, boss, Miss Kilbine, is there anything I can do to help in this kid and gun situation?
I don't know, Harry. We're meeting Willie the Weep in front of number 10 South, the home of one of Sonny's playmates.
But that'll be the next block. I'll hang around in case you need me to hack anywhere else.
We may have to find another boy called Harmony.
Hey, I know that kid. He's blind, but he plays harmonica like nobody's business. Blues, classics, anything. He's so good, he ought to be on a stage, on a radio.
Oh, he's the one, Harry. There's Willie.
Hello, Miss Kilburn.
Hi, Willie.
Hello, Willie. Have you seen Billy Brown?
No, Miss Kilburn. And none of the other kids in the block have seen him since he went down to Dark Earth to see.
Have you talked to his parents, Willie?
No, but just a little while ago, his ma came out of the basement flat where they lived, and I heard her ask them and the neighbors if they'd seen Billy on account it was getting late for him to be out.
Well, it may be much later before he comes home is what I suspect has happened.
Oh, Steve. You don't suppose he could have shot his friend, Sonny?
Let's hope not, Lorelei, but something like that may have happened accidentally.
That, Sonny's about the bravest kid I ever seen, Mr. Wilson. He didn't cry once all the time we was waiting for the ambulance, and even when the doc gave him something to help the pain.
Yes, Willie, but it may be a mistaken courage and loyalty that can bring more tragedy to the friend or friends he's trying to protect.
Oh, gee, I wonder how they got hold of that loaded gun.
That may be the real tragedy in this affair, Lorelei. Come on. Let's go talk to Billy's parents and see what they have to say.
It's down those steps, Mr. Wilson. Bound the superintendent of the building.
Thanks, Willie. Wait here with Harry and see if you can find out where Harmony lives.
We'll ask around, boy.
Well, there's no need to ring, Steve. Somebody's opening the door.
Billy, is it?
Oh.
Good evening. I'm sorry. I know you're expecting your son, Billy.
Yes, and something happened.
Yes, one of your son's playmates has been shot.
Shot? Oh, which one?
A boy by the name of Sonny Mills.
Oh, Sonny. Oh, no. Is he dead?
No, but seriously wounded.
Well, how did it happen? Where's Billy?
We don't know, and Sonny claims he found a gun in an ash can and shot himself accidentally.
Oh, Billy. Poor Sonny. Where's my boy, Billy? They're always together, and Billy went out to meet him.
And Billy hasn't been home?
No. No, and it's long past his bedtime to school tomorrow. He's never done this before. Who are you? Are you from the police?
No, I'm Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, Mrs. Brown, and this is Miss Kilburn, one of my best reporters.
Reporters? But it must be serious.
It may be very serious, Mrs. Brown. And we need your help to find your son.
Son? Will he be arrested?
Well, not if Sonny Mills sticks to his story that he accidentally shot himself with a gun he found in a trash can, but that isn't important right now.
What is important? What do you mean?
Mrs. Brown, we know there was another boy with Sonny at the time of the shooting. Probably your son, or a blind boy called Harmony.
Yes, yes, they're usually together. What do you think's happened?
I'm very much afraid your son, or Harmony, maybe hiding somewhere in this neighborhood.
But why should they hide? If it was an accident, they're all friends, good friends.
Because they may not trust the grown-up justice of the world in which they live, Mrs.
But
Brown.
They'll be found and they'll look as if they're guilty if they hide.
Yes, Mrs. Brown, that's why we must find them tonight. And I'm afraid there's another reason.
What other reason could there be?
We know Johnny lied about being alone on the dock to protect a friend. He may have lied also about the gun falling in the river.
The gun! Billy may have the gun.
Daddy, what gun are you talking about? Who are these folks?
They're newspaper people, John.
Well, what do they want, and what's this about a gun? I'm looking for mine.
You're looking for your gun?
Yeah. What business is it of yours?
One of your son's playmates has been shot.
Shot? Why, that little fool.
John, what are you saying?
That's what happened. That's why Billy isn't home. He took that gun after I told him never to touch it again.
You had a gun in this house?
Yes, and a permit for it. You're thinking of making trouble for me?
Trouble for you?
Yes.
You had a loaded gun where your small son could get hold of it.
Yes, and I licked him good the last time I caught him monkeying with it, the gun crazy little fool.
John, he isn't any more than any other boy.
You're the gun crazy fool. The irresponsible adult who puts a natural temptation within reach of a child.
I'll beat the daylights out of him when he comes home.
No, John, no, you're wrong. I begged you to get rid of that gun, to hide it, to lock it up.
What if I needed it in a hurry? I'm the super of this building. I'm responsible.
You're irresponsible. Guilty of the worst kind of criminal negligence. If your son shot Sonny Mills and he dies, you're the one who ought to go to prison.
Get out of here, you. Get out of here or I'll throw you out.
No, John, no. They're trying to help find Billy.
I don't want to see that kid again.
Well, you'll never see me again. And I'm going with you, Mr. Wilson. I'm going to help you find Billy if I can. I want to go to Sonny's mother.
All right, Mrs. Brown. Go with Miss Cook.
Come along. Come on, Mrs. Brown.
Now get out, Wilson. Get out of here or so help me.
I'm going and you're so right, so help you. If your gun has killed Sonny Mills. Because it also may kill your son.
Get out. Get out! Get out!
Oh, the poor devil.
so help you now.
What?
Yes, what is it, Harry?
I got a lead in the harmony, kid.
And where is he?
Another kid says he heard him playing his harmonica.
Where?
Down where the street drains pour into the river.
Good grief. Those big drains might make a good hideout.
Yeah, kid could crawl for miles if we didn't get a rain and he got caught and drowned.
Okay, let's go question harmony, Harry.
Well, what about Mrs. Brown?
I'm afraid of what we may find, Harry. I don't want her along. I'll get Lorelei and take her to the hospital to see Sonny Mills.
Billy, stay in that hole in the ground where I hid you. You're safe. Hit in the earth.
It's dark in them drain pipes, honey.
Don't you be afraid of the dark, Billy. You get used to it after a while. It's always dark where I is, and I ain't afraid anymore, much.
But, honey, what if Sonny died? I shot him. It's my fault, even if I didn't mean to.
Don't take such a load on yourself, Billy. Let the Lord carry some. You know what happened.
But if Sonny dies, nobody else will. The cops will find out it was my old man's gun that killed him, and he'll tell him I stole it.
You was kind of unlucky when it was passing our papas, Billy. But you was awful lucky when it comes to mamas. So it sort of cancels out.
This is going to kill my ma.
That's how come you wouldn't have to run away and hide.
He'll put me in a reformatory no matter what happens.
Ain't necessarily so, Billy.
Then why are you helping hide me?
To give you time to think.
What's there to think about if Sonny dies, Harmony? The cops will grab me and an old judge will put me away. They won't believe how it happened. They don't know how I feel.
Don't you be so hard on grown-ups, Billy. Most times they does the best they can when their hands are justice.
Justice? It ain't right.
Don't you be so rough on justice, Billy. Most folks with yells for justice yells loudest when they get it. What most of us want is understanding, and that's hard for grumps to give young uns like us, because they're a long way off from where we is. But don't be too hard on them, Billy, because before long, you're going to be grown up too, you know.
But, Harmony, what am I going to do if Sonny dies?
If the Lord lets that happen, he's got a reason, Billy. Then you gotta quit hiding in the ground. Only the dead stay in the ground, and they ain't hiding. Just resting their weary bones and waiting for the judgment day.
What am I gonna do with this gun, Harmony? It got me in all this trouble.
Things like gun don't get us in trouble, Billy. No more than the fire that put out my eyes. It's us, Billy, because we do bad things with guns.
How can you know so much, Harmony? Sound like a grown-up.
Time kind of collapses itself in the dark, Billy. You got more time to think about things.
Harmony, there's a car stopping over there. Maybe the cops.
You get back in the train.
You won't tell? You won't give me away?
I won't give you away. You get back in the dark and think. I won't give you away.
Hello, Harmony.
Hello, mister. What do you want down here by the river?
I'm looking for something. It's lost.
The world's full of lost things, mister. Who are you? The law?
No, Harmony, a newspaper man. Steve Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, the racket buster? I've heard of you, and it ain't bad.
Well, thanks, Harmony. I've heard of you, and it's all good. Mind if I sit down?
Sure.
Go on playing.
You didn't come here to hear me play my harmonica, mister.
No, Harmony. And I didn't come here to ask you to betray a friend.
That's good. That's awful good.
I'm sure you heard about what happened to your friends tonight. Sonny Mills was shot with a gun, and his friend Billy Brown has disappeared. You've heard all this, of course.
Sure. Sure, Mr. Wilson. I don't see anything. But I hardly anything happens along the waterfront I don't hear about.
I've got plenty of time for hearing, listening. So you just keep on talking.
All right, honey. Now, this is the way I see it. Two friends of yours are in trouble because of the stupidity of someone else. Someone older, supposedly wiser. Belonging to that grown-up world that makes the rules and laws of right and wrong by which your generation must live until you're old enough to change them. Or grow to understand the reason for their seeming injustice.
Keep on talking, Mr. Wilson. A little louder.
What was that splashing sound, honey?
Just water. Splashing against something stuck in the drain. Don't pay no attention to it. Just keep on talking.
I'm not really talking to you, honey. I know you're not directly involved in this tragedy.
Don't matter. Keep on talking. The night's got a lot of ears. Darkness does a lot of listening.
All right, honey. And I wish your friend Billy the Kid could hear me, would listen to me. Man to man or boy to boy, whichever is the easiest way for us to try to bridge the years between us.
What would you say to him if he was here, Mr. Wilson?
I don't know, Molly. What would you say?
I'd say, quit hiding. Come out of the ground and give up that shiny gun. I'd say, come out. Come out wherever you are.
Harmony. You told him, Harmony. You might as well have told him I was hiding in there.
You could have run through the drains, Billy. You didn't have to come out, but you come out all on your own.
Because I've been in there, in the dark, thinking like you said. I know I can't keep on running away.
So take the second step on the road back, Billy.
What's that, mister?
Give me that cause of all your trouble. That shiny gun.
No. I won't give it.
All right, then. Throw it away, Billy. Throw that shiny gun into the river.
No, I won't.
Why not, Billy?
Because I ain't made up my mind what I got to do with this gun. If Sonny dies.
Thus, Steve Wilson is faced with a situation he can solve only by crossing the bridge of years. In a moment, we'll return for the climax of tonight's timely big town story. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson as he faces a heartbroken young boy who has accidentally shot his best friend in tonight's timely story of the shiny gun.
Don't you come near me, Mr. Wilson. Don't you try to get this gun away from me, or I'll run back into the drains and nobody will ever see me alive again.
I'm sorry, Billy.
What are you sorry about?
I shouldn't have asked for that gun. I don't want it. I hate guns and all they stand for.
But you want to turn me over to the cops for what I did to Sonny Mills.
No, Billy, there's no charge against you. No officers are hunting you because no one has accused you of any crime. Even Sonny, the boy you shot with that shiny gun.
How is Sonny? Is he going to die?
The doctors at the hospital are doing everything they can to save him, Billy. And he's fighting for his life. And yours by sticking to a white lie through all his suffering. Can't you match his courage by facing whatever is to come?
I want to. I want to, Mr. Wilson, but I'm afraid of what'll happen.
We're all afraid, Billy. That's why some of us lean on guns, like crutches, to hold us up. Only to find that they drag us down. Isn't that true, Harmony?
Yeah, Mr. Wilson. My pappy was killed, shooting it out with another man. They both died, and it didn't settle nothing. Nothing at all.
Harmony. You never told me about that. You never said why you hated guns when I wanted us to play cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers.
Sometimes, some things are too much to talk about, Billy.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Billy.
Would you take this gun, please?
Are you sure, Billy? Are you sure you want to give up that shiny gun?
Yes, Mr. Wilson. Please take it. Please.
Good boy, Billy. You've won your battle with that gun. Now let's go to the hospital and help Sonny win his fight for life. Friends, the results of tonight's story of the shiny gun were both happy and tragic. Happy in that young Sonny Mills lived and Billy was paroled in the custody of his mother. But tragic because in many of our states, there are no laws to punish the irresponsible parent who possesses and leaves a deadly weapon within easy reach of a child. But law or no law, hundreds are killed each year by carelessly handled guns. Needlessly, criminally. Don't let it happen to you. All yours.
How about next week, Steve?
Well, next Tuesday, we'll bring you a really different kind of story, headlined The Deadly Summons. But right now, here's our narrator, Dwight Reese, with an important reminder.
Remember, doctors have proved it. Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Say, Dwight.
Yes, Steve?
Dwight, I'd like to emphasize that purifying ingredient of Life Boy. The doctor's report shows what remarkable properties it has. It's the reason Life Boy does all these wonderful things.
Yes, and it makes Life Boy health soap milder, too. The purifying ingredient. That's one more reason why Life Boy is used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Get Life Boy right away. Tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei, and is written and directed by Jerry McGill.
Lever Brothers Company have amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.